if someone had cancer, if I had cancer, if a family member had cancer, the first thing that I would recommend that they do is get on the Garrison program, which is basically a glass of fresh, raw, organic vegetable juice about every hour, around 8 to 15 glasses of vegetable juice a day. Very high in antioxidants. This is a liver cleansing, body cleansing, detoxification program. In addition to that, it's very high in vitamins and minerals and nutrients, things we don't even know are in these good vegetables. But just to take an example, carrots, and not only orange vegetables, but also green vegetables, are high in the carotenes. Tomatoes are high in lycopene. These are cancer fighters. Broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, kale, the cruciform vegetables, are very high in sulforaphane and other chemicals which actually make cancer cells want to die. So when people consume these juices, they are doing something very positive to strengthen their body and to kill cancer. Cancer patients should avoid salt. Again, this is Dr. Max Gerson's view that cancer cells love salt. Vegetables and plant-based foods are very high in potassium. Processed foods are very high in salt. End of story. As soon as we eat right and avoid a lot of processed foods, we immediately make it more likely that you're going to live. Intravenous vitamin C, as developed by Dr. Reardon and his colleagues, 50 to 100,000 milligrams of vitamin C every other day for 2 weeks, followed by maintained oral doses of 50 to 100,000 milligrams orally in divided doses to bowel tolerance. And bowel tolerance is exactly what you think it is. You take as much as you can hold, but not so much as gives you two loose bowels. Vitamin C builds the immune system. It strengthens good cells, builds collagen between the cells. It's an antitoxin, and it also improves mood and appetite. Vitamin C is inexpensive and safe. Vegetable juices are not particularly inexpensive, but they're a whole lot cheaper than chemo. In addition to that, very high doses of selenium should be taken by a cancer patient, and it's generally assumed that selenium is very toxic. It is toxic relative to the amount you need. Selenium is a trace mineral. If you take bottles and bottles of selenium, you can have toxicity. But there are doctors that are giving 1 or 2,000 micrograms of selenium a day. Certainly 500 to 800 micrograms of selenium a day for a cancer patient is a good idea. There is a direct relation between populations that live in parts of the globe where selenium levels in the soil are low, the cancer rates are high. Where selenium content of soils is high, cancer rates are lower. So this is very simple to do. To get selenium, people can take a supplement, they can consume brewer's yeast, and there are other sources that they can use. In addition to that, well, that would be a good start for almost anyone. I had a client who was a dry cleaner. He owned a chain, in fact, of dry cleaning establishments, and he had cancer of the liver. Tragically, this is a very clear example of how industrial chemicals, environmental chemicals, can cause cancer. He came to see me, and he wondered if anything could be done. He was told that there was no hope for him, that they could not use surgery. I mean, they can't take your liver out. They could not treat it with radiation, could not treat it with chemo. And a transplant, I guess, involved time. You know how long it can take, I guess, to provide that. So I said to him, there's no downside to trying the Gerson therapy. I mean, the vegetable juices can't kill you. There's really no way you can hurt yourself with produce. So why not get going on that and see how you feel and start taking your vitamins and see how you feel? The upshot was he did a modified version of the Gerson program. He didn't even do half of it, but he did drink a lot of vegetable juices and he did take a lot of vitamins. And he and his family started going on world cruises and tours and traveling. And he did this for years. He was supposed to be dead in 3 to 6 months. But for years, he and his family kept traveling. And for him, every week was a gift. So they just went and went and went. He took his juice with him and all. And he lived much, much longer than anyone expected. And no one even knew he had cancer. And then eventually he died. So he had longer life and better quality of life. We want cure. Cure is best. But there's something to be said for longer life and better quality of life. And I'm very sure, and I've seen this for 3 decades, that using vitamin supplements, high doses of nutrition, using vegetable juices, these very prosaic, unromantic therapies, very simple, very safe, almost old-fashioned, I have never seen them not help a cancer patient. Everyone that I've worked with has said to me, and their doctors, their oncologists, have also said that they are the healthiest sick people they've ever seen. And they live longer and they feel better. So this is where I would focus the attention. I had another client who was a rather famous sports coach, and it was almost exactly the same. He had cancer, and there was no hope, and they told him there was no hope, and they told him he was going to die, and they told him it would be a matter of less than a year. So he wondered, like any sensible person would, have I missed something? And I said, well, did they tell you about vegetable juices and vitamins? And he said, no, but I'm open to anything. He was not in any way going to lose this game if he could help it. So I suggested to him that he drink lots of vegetable juices and eat a really good diet and lots of fiber and take large quantities of vitamins, as Linus Pauling and Abram Hoffer and others have indicated. I'm not making this stuff up. I am not smart enough to make this up. But I am just barely smart enough to know that these doctors, these clinicians, these researchers can't all be a bunch of dummies. They can't all be wrong. So we distill this down, and the bottom line is take lots of vitamins and eat a good diet. There's no downside to that. So he did. And he lived much, much longer than anyone thought, and nobody knew he was sick. In fact, I was at a grocery store one day talking to the manager, and the manager, who didn't know that this sports coach had been my client, said to me, did you hear so-and-so died? And I said, well, no, I hadn't. And he identified him, and I realized that was the man. And he said, well, nobody knew he was sick. So that's quality of life for you, when no one knows that the cancer patient has cancer, and they live longer, and they're able to enjoy more months and more years. What's an extra few years worth? And this is actually just moderate diet revision. People that do more, that take higher doses of vitamins, that use the Gerson therapy in its fullness, have even better results.